Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Postmaster General Louis DeJoy appeared before a Senate hearing today facing scrutiny about recent changes made to the U.S. Postal Service that raised concerns about its ability to handle the massive number of mail-in ballots expected in the November elections. Democrats had accused President Trump of hampering the vote-by-mail process. Joining us now on the Newsline is Bloomberg reporter Todd Shields. Thanks for joining us, Todd. What did DeJoy have to say about the changes the Postal Service has been making?
Hi, DeJoy made a couple of points today in his testimony before a Senate committee. It was done online, which is the way we do things in the COVID age. One of his overriding points, I'll capture it in this brief quote from him. The American people can feel comfortable that the Postal Service will deliver on this election. That was his point, that the post office can handle all the ballots that might be cast, and that the ballots in questioning, he agreed the ballots are but a fraction of their normal volume. But at the same time, he faced pushback from Democratic senators who said, well, au contraire, mail volumes have, in fact, mail on-time delivery, has been dropping in recent weeks, coinciding with Mr. DeJoy's arrival in June.
And DeJoy had said earlier this week he's putting a halt to any changes in mail service that had raised these concerns. But did he say today if any changes that were already made, like mailboxes being removed or mail sorting machines being removed, will be put back?
It was interesting. He did not. He bluntly pushed back on the idea of restoring some of the mail sorting machines, saying flatly they're not needed. Senators, including Maggie Hassan, a Democrat of New Hampshire, said no. I mean, we've had several taken out of service, and one went down just yesterday in Manchester, and mail sorting stopped while they waited for repairs on that. So there was a bit of a back and forth on that. He did not say he would walk back those changes. You know, mailbox removal is an ongoing process year to year, he said. He has halted removals of mailboxes and sorting machines till the election, but he also told the senators there will be changes after the election to put putting the Postal Service on a sound financial footing.
How did he answer to the accusation that his changes to Postal Service were meant to suppress mail-in voting?
Outrageous claim is what he said. Absolutely not. He said he's not had any talk with Mr. Trump, with President Trump, about what to do with the Postal Service, and only broad discussions with Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin about the service.
That's Bloomberg News reporter Todd Shields joining us. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.